Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to our day three of this Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get going with the scripture for the day, we invite you to check out the links in the description below for the link to our monthly calendar for this journey and also for our companion downloads. So, are you ready to read our scripture today, babe?
Yes. So, it's coming today from Romans 4, 20 through 25. And it says, "Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it is credited to him as righteousness." The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Isn't that good?
I love that scripture.
I do too.
That scripture is talking about Abraham, right?
I know. And I think about that. I'm like, can you imagine being 99 years old?
Oh.
And God's like, "So, you're going to have a baby, you
no.
and Sarah."
No, I'm nowhere near 99, but I can't even think about that for me or for us.
No. So that's just amazing to me that he was like, okay, I believe.
Being fully persuaded.
Yeah. And something that I liked in here is where they talk about righteousness. And I didn't really understand the depth of that word until last year when we started to really dive in to scripture and this Lenten journey. And it means right standing with God. And it's not something that we can do. There's nothing we can do to do that, but it's already been, we're already in that space because of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus put that, let's say, had a credit in our tank or credit in our bank for us.
Yeah.
So that, you know, whatever we do, matter if, when, whatever, God is like, "Nope, you're right standing in my eyes."
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, there's another word in there that I really like, and it's justification. We are justified by faith as well as being made right or righteous. And one of my favorite ways of understanding justification, it's kind of this religious term that people go, whatever. But if I'm justified, it would be like saying, "Just as if I'd never sinned."
Mm. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Isn't that good? Justified.
Really
good. Just as if I'd never
sinned.
Oh,
that's good. That's good. That's so
Isn't
good.
That great?
That's a meme. We need to do a meme.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good. Anyway. We digress.
Yes, we digress. We go on a rabbit trail. But anyway, I love that scripture and oh, to be fully persuaded, just like Abraham.
Yeah. Well, do you want to pray for us?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now and we thank you that you have provided the righteousness and justification for us through Jesus. Father God, in the darkness and the craziness and in the hard places of our lives that we get into, I just pray that you remind us, Father, that through that gift, that we no longer have to face those things alone. Right now, Father, I just pray for each one that is listening today, that you give them a fresh revelation of what being made right and being justified means with regards to their relationship with you. We thank you, Father God, that we can walk boldly, as it says in Hebrews, that we can walk boldly into your throne room without fear of judgment, without fear of rejection, that, Father, that you have accepted us just the way we are right now, and you have declared your love over each one of us. So help us during those hard times, Father, to be fully persuaded that all of the things that you've promised us, all of those gifts that you've given to us, are ours for the taking. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen. That was good. Well, we hope that this podcast has blessed you, and we appreciate your time and for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
And we just want to leave you with the peace of the Lord. So as we say,
Shalom, shalom, perfect peace.